This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
A U.S. Senate panel has just announced it's postponing a vote that was going to happen today on William Barr's nomination to be the nation's next attorney general. It's a procedural delay. Barr is still expected to be approved by the Republican-led Judiciary Committee. The vote will likely now happen next week. Anger boiling over after four Houston police officers were shot in the line of duty on Monday. A Houston Police Officers Union president says,
"We are sick of having targets on our back."
Union President Joe Gamaldi speaks after two of those four officers are critically wounded, two others lesser so but still hospitalized. The two suspects were killed at the scene, and Gamaldi says,
"We are sick and tired of having dirtbags trying to take our lives when all we're trying to do is protect this community and protect our families."
Republican Chris Christie's book hitting the shelves today, saying that President Trump has surrounded himself with amateurs, grifters, and felons. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their four-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get two premium MyPillows and two go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The White House is putting pressure on Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro by hitting that country's pound oil company with new tough sanctions. The U.S. no longer recognizes Maduro as the rightful president of the South American nation. And in a White House briefing yesterday, the Treasury chief, Steve Mnuchin, blamed Maduro for a humanitarian crisis. The U.S. has recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. He's the opposition leader. Two Florida congressmen are trying to declare animal cruelty a federal felony. Representatives Ted Deutsch and Vern Buchanan, a Democrat and a Republican respectively, are sponsoring the Preventing Animal Cruelty and Torture Act. It would make burning, drowning, crushing, suffocating, and otherwise hurting animals punishable by up to 7 years in prison everywhere in the United States. And singer Mariah Carey is being asked to cancel an upcoming performance in Saudi Arabia because of the jailing of women's rights advocates. She is supposed to perform at a concert alongside some others, including rapper Sean Paul, on Thursday. Women in Saudi Arabia were recently granted the right to drive, but some were arrested and even tortured after campaigning for that. A journalist from the Washington Post, of course, also killed inside the Saudi embassy in Istanbul in October. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Live. Hey, it's the way we roll here, and thank you so much for being on the team, because it requires all hands on deck if we're going to get this country on track as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. That's what it's all about here at Bill Martinez Live. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Fran Tarkenton joins us now. Always fun to be talking with the former NFL quarterback, especially as we, approximate Super Bowl 53. Just a minor game, football game that concludes all the festivities. Right, Fran?
And they're playing it in celebration of my birthday on February 1st.
How did you arrange that?
I don't know. I just pulled a string here and there and told Roger Goodell that, this should be the date. February 3rd, it's my birthday. And so I'm going to my first Super Bowl. I played in three of the first 11.
Really?
And the 11th uh-huh. Super Bowl was played in the Rose Bowl. And this is 53. I have not been to a Super Bowl since then.
That's amazing.
I'm going down,
but I'm sure you've.
I'm sitting down I'm going to sit in Roger Goodell's box and enjoy a Super Bowl here in my hometown of Atlanta.
Are you going to nudge him a little bit and just say, hey, how come he didn't say anything about the Saints game?
Well, he is. I think he's meeting with the press today, tomorrow, sometime, and he's gonna address that. And he thinks it's awful too. It's a terrible call. It's the worst call I've ever seen in such a game. It absolutely changed the game totally. It was win or lose because at the timing of the and it was like a it was stupid. I mean you're two referees right there watching it. It wasn't a close call. It wasn't a hard call. I don't know what they were doing. That was an easy.
Yeah, it is amazing. Yeah, for all the, incredible calls they make, Fran, during the course of a game and something like that, it's like, how does that happen? I guess it just reminds us that we're human, right?
But here's the deal. But see, they got the technology to do replays. However, they got a rule you cannot replay, a non-call. They got to take that rule out. We want integrity of the game. And if you got to take 30 seconds more to get the thing right, then, New Orleans would be in the Super Bowl. They earned it. And so, I think that this will be addressed. It should be addressed. They got all the technology, cameras everywhere. The person's in New York. They see the play. They see the mistake. Boom! Call it. Review it. Change it. You missed it.
Right.
They ought to do that.
Yeah, it's... They're reviewing everything else, so why not that, too?
Yeah,
I agree
that,
with you.
Yeah.
Just real quick here, just to summarize the game, that withstanding, we've got Tom Brady back again at 42, amazing career. What do you think, Pats or the Rams?
I just, you know, here's an interesting thing. I'm talking to someone, you know, here's the guy that went to the combine, right? He's very awkward. He doesn't run fast. Probably they had him jump about 2 inches. Got a good arm, but not one of these cannon arms. He doesn't run good. But he's just played the best of anybody that's ever played the position in the history of the world. I know it's different time, different age, different things, but he's done that. But he brings up the fact that really, you know, to be a great quarterback, you've got to process information, bam, 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 real fast. Know where you're going with the football, how you're going to throw it away, throw it here, and he does that. And that's what separates the great from the not-so-great. And he's been doing it a long time, and he's got the luxury of playing, because, you know, we don't pick our coaches. Bill Belichick, who's the greatest ex of those coaches in the history of the game. I think the best coach in the I heard a quarterback what that told me in playing against Belichick. I felt that he knew what I was doing before I was going to do it. His opponent.
Wow.
He's that good.
Yeah.
And so,
yeah,
he
kind of reminds me. Yeah. Friend, he kind of reminds me. I when I was at a radio station in Bakersfield, California years ago, and I was born and raised in the West Coast.
Yeah.
I played a celebrity basketball game with the Harlem Globetrotters of all people.
Wow.
And their instinct was like that.
Oh, yeah.
They were like two steps ahead of everybody. And I played basketball all my life. I'm a pretty good basketball player.
Yeah.
And they were just two steps ahead. And that's the way Belichick is, right?
Yep, that's the way Belichick is. And so if you're a quarterback, you got to be lucky to, you know, get in an organization like that. I mean, Brady was a sixth-round draft choice at Michigan. It wasn't like everybody did
exactly.
They saw him, right? And Belichick had him as a rookie.
Right.
Think of this. He drafts him in the sixth round, which means he didn't think he could play. You don't draft a quarterback in the sixth round and think he could play. And you're lucky to get one in the first round who can play. But then his first year, he was on the taxi squad. He didn't play him in the first. He's on the taxi squad. He only got in the second year because the number one, Drew Bledsoe, who was 6'5", 240 pounds, cannon arm, he got hurt, and Brady went in, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Six Super Bowls later.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing story.
Well,
and I think they're going to win again Sunday.
Yeah, I think one of the things, you know, to your point here, friend, is the chemistry. I mean, you know, the match between a quarterback and a coach like Belichick, I mean, it really says volumes about the special relationship and the chemistry that is between these two guys.
Well, I think
and
I'm
that's
not
something
sure they
that,
have that chemistry. I think what they have. Belichick is a genius. He's a savant. And Tom Brady is a genius savant at processing that information and bringing it down on the field. They're both geniuses. And you have to be because that position requires, think about all the great athletes that come along, can throw and run and just, but only a few really make a difference as a quarterback. You may have 32 teams. You may have six guys that really you can count on, right? That's about it. His start.
Exactly. Right. Well, Fran, you know, the times we've talked before, I've really appreciated not only the history of, you know, your career in the NFL, but certainly your development, you know, your instincts and acumen about business. And we're going to talk about your just-released book,
yeah.
A Safe and Secure, 10 Essential Steps for Seniors to Protect Against Financial Abuse. And we'll get into it in depth in this next segment. But, you know, a little bit about your business acumen. I mean, as a kid growing up, was this something that you had some instinct and gift and understanding that you had, or was this developed in later years?
I was a kid. I didn't like school. I didn't like books.
Mm-hmm.
I was ADD. I played sports. I played basketball, baseball, and football from the time I could breathe. I learned how to play them all. I was good at all of them. And I also, at 7 years old, I had a paper route in Washington, D.C. And I worked all my life.
Mm-hmm.
So sports and work, This is not new to me. I learned how to be a good business guy by doing it as a youngster.
Exactly. Yeah, there's just something amazing when you start early, you learn early, and the things you pick up along the way, you know, it is amazing. So I sense very much that was in your background. So when we come back in a few minutes, got to take a short break.
Okay.
Fran's got a new book called Safe and Secure, 10 Essential Steps for Seniors. Stay tuned. We're going to get in depth in that right after this. Stay with us. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
If you want to know how far the love can go, just how deep, just how wide.
Equity America, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. I'm Bill Martinez, and 19 minutes after the top of the hour, a recent article in Barron's magazine pegged the wealth of those age 65 and older at $18 trillion. That's T with a T. I mean, that's a T with a trillion. You know what I'm telling you about? Serious money. I mean, hey, we might even take care of some border security with all that kind of money. Well, no wonder, by the way, that seniors are targets of financial abuse and scams. NFL legend, businessman Fran Tarkenton is with us, and we're going to talk about his new book that reveals how ensuring your financial security at any age lies in the acronym STOP. Fran Tarkenton, always good to be talking to you. Let's talk about the new book, As Promised, Safe and Secure, 10 Essential Steps for Seniors.
Well, Bill, this is the most important book I've written. I've written 20. I started research on this 2 years ago because every person that I know, either as the sons and daughters or the seniors themselves or the grandparents or the parents, have this problem. And this is the crime of the 21st century, elder financial abuse. And
exactly.
And you can deny it, and any family can deny it, and say it's not. And if you do, you'll never get stopped. The first thing we got to do is acknowledge there's a problem, and then have a strategy. This book is not a novel. Take you an hour and 15 minutes to read it. You can go back, and we give you 10 steps that if you can do, simple steps to get your house in order and to be able to stop this abuse that's going on in your family's life, whether you're the kid, the senior, or not. And, you know, and researching this, the troubling thing, and you said something that's true. The most wealth in this country is seniors. People go after the people who have money, and
exactly.
You have the robocall.
Money and time, Fran.
So
because a lot of the seniors are left alone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're vulnerable.
The biggest culprit in this deal are the sons and daughters and cousins and uncles and aunts and so forth who isolate that senior who's got all this money, and I'm going to take care of it for you. I'll be your... And they start... borrowing $20,000, $10,000, and they never pay it back. It's the family that is the biggest culprit in this thing, and seniors have to recognize this. And I've said in the book, you put a little wall around you, a virtual wall, and have a family person that you feel good about. Let's have a financial advisor friend that you feel good about. Let's have a lawyer that you feel good about. We have this team of people who can watch each other. When you get isolated, I don't care about what is it, a son or daughter or what, you're going to be in trouble because they think that money belongs to them, that you made that money to pass it on to them. They weren't worried about their inheritance, but they really... You haven't died yet, so let me go after it right now because it's really my money. And it's a sick deal. It's an ugly deal. Mm-hmm. And this book was so important to me, and we've gotten great reviews and great because it's a book that every family should have. And
Fran, let me interrupt you. Can I pause you for just a second?
Yep.
Because I'm sure some people are hearing this and going, I have to worry about my own family members. That's what I have to be most concerned about. How often in your studies, how often does that happen?
I have not talked in the last 2 years. I've talked to 8 zillion people in families. It's happened to every family I've talked to. It's happened to me. And it's happened to across the board. This is the biggest culprit right there. And they get the trust of that senior. I'm going to take care of your mommy. I'm going to take care of your grandpa. I'm going to do this, but I'm not going to let anybody else get close to you. I'm going to manage the affairs for you. That's a big, big red spot up there. Stop. You cannot function that way. But here's the deal. It can be fixed. It can be stopped. But you only stop something if you acknowledge it's a problem. And it's a problem for every family in this country, and the solution is in this book, where things you can do, things that you should do, how how to simplify your the finances of the senior, how to understand and know where all the money is going out and what money is coming in, and how to simplify that whole process and do it with a team of people that have that are watchdogs for each other. So this is not exactly a hard thing to stop. But if you don't stop it, the pain it gives to the senior who has saved this money all your life and now it's gone. And it's gone from your family members who've stolen it from you, and you don't have time to make it up again.
Right. Yeah, and we're going to be hard pressed to get into all 10 essential steps for seniors to protect. Yeah, so you know, there's that 80-20 principle. So and of course it's also a reason why people have to you know, run to the store or get online and order your book. Your book is going to be linked on our website too. Safe and secure.
It's on your website. They go to Amazon and get the book, and it's pretty easy to get the book. And again, it's about 110 pages. You can read it in an hour and 15 minutes, and it gives you the game plan. It gives you the, as we talk about Super Bowls, game plans. It'll give you the game plan to stop this senior abuse that's going on in your lives. It is going on in every family's life if you really want to recognize it and call it what it is. It's going on today.
Exactly. Well, Fran, with 3 minutes left, let's use that acronym STOP. You've used that several times, and maybe that's a good point and a good way to summarize these 10 essential steps.
Yeah, you've got to recognize that you're the target. You've got to recognize potential abusers and simplify your finances. Make your finances transparent. And when you start doing that and getting some help of these people I just mentioned, not one person but three or four, then you're going to be on the road to stop this from happening to you or happening in the future to you. Because if it hasn't happened yet, it will. It infects every senior. And so we have researched this out. We've given you simple steps to take, the ones that you can do. It's not going to cost you any money to do them. And you will be able to live your senior years out with much more financial certainty. And feel better about your family and feel better about yourself and be able to have the lifestyle that you're accustomed to. And my generation of people worked hard, saved their money, and to have it taken away from them at this stage of their life when they don't have time to go back and work more to get more money, it's just a tragedy. And that's why we did the book, and that's why it can be helpful to you people that are listening today.
Exactly. And Fran, you say it doesn't take a disease like Alzheimer's to reduce your financial decision-making skills. Normal brain aging makes you more vulnerable, more forgetful, more easily confused, and less likely to recognize financial abuse when it's happening.
That's exactly right, and that's why you get your little team together. And if you're a son or daughter listening to here, recognize this and do the right thing and put a team together for your parents who may be demented now, who may have Alzheimer's now. But you need to get organized as family members to be able, because now you're having brother fighting sister fighting brother and aunts and uncles, and everybody's kind of getting to the butt. You can eliminate all that. It's a terrible thing.
Right. Well, this book encourages everyone to get on the offensive, you know, and take these precautionary steps that Fran has written about in his new book. Again, it is titled Safe and Secure, 10 Essential Steps for Seniors to Protect Against Financial Abuse. He uses the acronym STOP to make it easy for you. STOP means making your finances simple, transparent, organized, and protected. Fran, as we wrap things up, the final, you know, Chuck talk here, an encouragement before we go on the field of play. What's the good word for seniors? You know, how you want to encourage them?
Well, I just want to be as healthy as you can be. Take care of yourself. Get out there and be active as you can. And make sure you've got, even if you're healthy and good today, make sure you've got a team of three or four trusted people who can act as your as people that are really your caretakers. Don't let one person isolate you. That's the best thing I could give to you.
That's a good point. NFL legend and businessman Fran Tarkenton on Bill Martinez.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple two-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
This is a coordinated and comprehensive response to the weather.
That's Chicago's Mayor Rahm Emanuel as the Midwest is bracing for record-breaking cold weather and never-before-felt wind chills.
City workers across agencies and departments have been working around the clock, and they will continue to do that throughout the week.
Parts of the Midwest could feel wind chills tomorrow and Thursday as low as 50 or more degrees below zero. While things may not get that bad in the Northeast, the Mid-Atlantic and the South, they too will be getting a blast of Arctic cold. Former advisor to President Trump, Roger Stone, expected to be back in a federal courtroom in Washington today and expected to plead not guilty in the Mueller probe. Outside his Florida home yesterday, he called the case against him, quote, raw abuse of power. Charges against him include obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
It's Bill Martinez live.
I'm going home.
That's the way we roll. We're all in, 100% pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Guandolo, president, founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John, good to have you with us. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, Bill. Great to be back on with you in 2019.
Well, John, real quick, before we talk about a war with Islam and what's going on in the Middle East, I want to get your assessment on, you know, what we heard about over the weekend regarding President Trump, if you can. This investigation into Trump and, again, a furtherance of Russian collusion and on the heels of the firing of Comey, that the FBI opened up an investigation that, you know, questioned, you know, President Trump's interactions with Vladimir Putin. Well, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, it's just like this thing is endless. The stuff that gets thrown out there, you know, the suggestion, innuendo, everything to invalidate this president. Meanwhile, we've got a country that we're trying to get back on track.
Well, I think just in short to respond, Bill, the investigation that Robert Mueller headed revealed that there was no unlawful activity between Mr. Trump and Russia in any way meant to affect the U.S. elections.
Mm-hmm.
What the investigation did show is the Democrat Party and Mrs. Clinton in particular did receive foreign funds, and there is a whole significant amount of information, not the least of which from the work I do is that the director of the Clinton Foundation in Egypt is the international spokesman who's in jail for the Muslim Brotherhood. These kinds of things have not been looked at. So we have no evidence at all that Mr. Trump has done anything unlawful. Yet individuals like Peter Strzok, James Comey, fraudulently and intentionally filed an affidavit to obtain a FISA warrant to conduct electronic surveillance on candidate Trump at the time, and there have been no files charged against them, and they have not been put in jail.
Exactly.
And the conduct by other American leaders, I mean, Trevor Loudon's done an amazing job.
Yes, exactly.
Lining up the evidence of treason and sedition with people who want to overthrow the company on the country on the communist Marxist side. No investigation there. You have a massive jihadi network in the United States that has not been, there is not one open investigation in the United States by the FBI. So what we know is there is an intentional and a focused effort to bring down the Republic and bring down this president, which is, depending on who's doing it, is certainly seditious and in some cases is treason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. Yet there's no evidence at all that Mr. Trump did anything wrong, and for since prior to him being elected, they've gone after him.
Mm-hmm.
Or prior to him taking office, they've been going after him, and so this is what we're dealing with.
Well, no doubt
it's going to get worse under this new Congress, I think.
Exactly, and no doubt, I mean, he's been the target focus, and to your point here, John, and you see it as someone who understands the threat, constantly dealing with it. I mean, we are ignoring obvious threats, crimes that have taken place in order to be so target-focused on Donald Trump. And here it is, we've spent probably at least $30 million on this fiasco. And, you know, somehow, and I don't know if Robert Mueller is just biding time here to hopefully come up with something. I mean, the Democrats are trying to offer some sort of credibility that he's indicted, you know, these Russians that will never, you know, come to justice. You know, some of these, you know, the crime with, you know, with Manafort and with Michael Cohen. And, you know, what does that have to do with the main topic here?
Well, that's right. I mean, Robert Mueller turned his charge, his task into a fishing expedition, and that's fine. If people broke the law, they need to pay for it. But so far, out of all the investigation, still not a shred of evidence of what he was, Mr. Mueller was tasked to do. So
right.
This is, it's just what amazes me is how much the American people are tolerating. And how aggressive and, quite frankly, how successful the Marxist left, the Democrat Party, has been. I mean, I think the Democrat Party is a could be charged under a RICO conspiracy because it is a criminal enterprise, at least the way, as an FBI agent who investigated criminal enterprises, that's what the National Democrat Party is a criminal enterprise. And clearly, its policies and its platform, if you actually read it, is at best Marxist, but it is dangerous and destructive.
Well, and you mentioned Trevor Loudon, who's done extensive research over the years, and he's been on with us many times to point this out, as you and I discussed, that here you have these card-carrying, signed, sealed, delivered Marxist socialists within, you know, the Democratic Party, and it's on full-blown exposure right now. And I think it's a matter, I would hope that it would be a matter of short order. I mean, there's no question, John, from day one, as soon as this great American experiment came to be, you had antithetical forces that said they're going to do everything they can to block it. It has been driven by the people, and we've been able to last 240-plus years here. But we, the people, need to come together and hold these government agencies accountable, because this is supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people. By definition means that we're in charge. But if we're not going to maintain our positions of authority, then you have a runaway elite group that is doing everything they can to tear us down. And dare I say, John, I think this is about the closest in the history of our government that they've come to absolutely dismantling this republic.
I could not agree more. I mean, I look at what they've done just recently in these last elections in Texas. We had just a quick example.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take two counties in Texas, very strongly conservative. The judges in those counties, 13-0 Republican Democrats. In another county, 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
Now 13-0 Republican to Democrat is now 6-7. Republican to Democrat. They have the majority. 9-0 went to 4-5 in one election.
Yeah, it's statistically impossible. I've said the same thing here. I happen to be in the West Coast. I'm in California right now, not too far from where. Yes. Well, you know, it's always an eye-opener, and I have four boys here, so I have to come here. But, the thing is that... we saw a voting district in which, I lived in 10 years, an absolute red district, Dana Rohrabacher's district, and it turned overnight within one voting cycle. That's statistically impossible. It tells you there's shenanigans going on, and yet, we don't want to talk about voter fraud and what took place. And you can look at Arizona, look at North Carolina, how that was compromised. The stuff that was going on, I mean, I'm there in Florida, and the stuff that was happening there in Florida, and it's like, wait a minute, people, you have got to take a stand against what's happening to your government and how your government is being stolen away, and it's the Democrats that are doing it, okay? I mean, yes, we got an exception, we got an outlier here in North Carolina, but it's a former Democratic operative who led the shenanigans of voter harvesting there, and that has put that seat into question, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I mean, this is what we're facing.
Well, John, thank you for letting me get into this. I wanted your FBI background experience to enlighten our audience a bit. When we come back, I want to talk about Islam. The war continues. They say it's over when they say it's over.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me tell you, it's one thing to listen, but it's another thing to get activated. And this is what, it's for times such as this, that is demanded, is that we the people get activated and get control of our government. Once again, our conversation with John Guandolo, the founder of Understanding the Threat, continues. John's background is a counterterrorism expert. He created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program as a former FBI agent. As I mentioned, he was assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C. He is author, co-author of Sharia, the Threat to America, and author of the book Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, just to kind of wrap up, you know, the idea, I mean, you are a proud member of the FBI with a rich history and all that the FBI stood for and the ideology of that. I imagine that what's been happening to the FBI and what's being exposed right now is a bit of a heartbreak for you and a lot of compassion towards your fellow agents who are still, you know, involved with the FBI. And I got to imagine they, you know, as much as they can, they're seeing, you know, this corruption has taken place. But they're probably saying, look, I'm just going to stay in my own lane and hope that the government, you know, figures this out and takes charge and, cleans this thing up. But, you know, when you have corruption with an institution, an agency like the FBI, it is so massive that it is going to require a lot of courage and fortitude to right the ship, will it not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, not that long ago, I was asked to write some things, complete a write-up on what that might look like, a little revamping of the FBI, and in doing so, I went back and studied three separate reports from the end of the 1980s, the 1990s, and into the 2000s. And actually, you can use part of the 9/11 commission report that falls along the same lines. And that historically, in the modern era, and I'll just say from the 1980s forward, the FBI has really failed to find a mechanism to promote people to leadership that in a large group are your best.
Mm-hmm.
Because in many ways it's a voluntary promotion system. Now, I have had the pleasure of working with people in the FBI at the supervisor level and in some cases at the assistant director level that were fantastic, absolutely courageous, bold leaders. But a lot of the way that they promote leadership, the way they train them, and the way the bureaucracy is set up in the FBI, your best leaders and your boldest, aggressive leaders are not promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people could say that about a lot of big organizations, but there are organizations that do a much better job. So I think that is inherently the problem. And the other big problem when it comes to this issue that we deal with, the national security issue of the Marxist and Islamic threat, is there's no training program for agents or leaders about that threat and about how those two separate threats, a Marxist movement and Islamic movement, are working in the United States together. Now, the FBI is obviously aware because we have the published unclassified reports of meetings in Europe between Antifa leaders in the United States and ISIS and Al-Qaeda representatives, operatives. But it is so bad here, and it really comes down to a lack of courage on the part of federal leadership at all levels, not just the Bureau, to deal with it. But it is sad to see the FBI because they really need to be much more aggressive on these threats and much more aggressive on defending the Republic, as you kind of inferred earlier.
Well, these institutions have really failed us, including the media. I mean, they have the right freedom of the press, and they're dropping the ball. And I don't know if they are just intrinsically implicit in all this, or if they're just going along to get along, and then they're going to find out with the rest of us, like, oh, I should have done a better job. I don't know about the media, but certainly they seem to be playing into the hands of this Marxist move and the threats that come upon the country. I mean, where's the investigative reporting that's taking place, John?
Right. Well, it certainly, if you just, when we look at the evidence and we look at the everything from the comments out of the mouths of the owners of these news corporations to listening to what they're saying on the evening news and the number of lies they're getting caught in, the number of they're just political hacks, and especially the what I would call the traditional TV media, the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox News, are not just objectively reporting.
Mm-hmm.
They are, from many of those that I just named, and I would say in some cases Fox falls into this, it's propaganda.
Yeah.
It's not reporting. It's not news.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's propaganda, that makes it, and it's propaganda that goes to support organized movements whose objective is to overthrow the government. Well, now there might be criminality in there. And that might be the media is not exempt from criminal prosecution just because they're the media. That's not a get out of jail free card. And yes, they are a really important part of our republic and keeping it free. But they are, I don't give them as much credit as you do, because I think the evidence on the table and all the WikiLeaks information where we see them directly working with leaders of the Marxist Party of America, also known as the Democrat Party, to do things that are, if not illegal, certainly not genuine reporting duties,
right,
and not objectively doing what they're doing to uncover things that are wrong and to right them.
Exactly.
It's a political agenda, and since it's being done in a way that supports the Marxist and jihadi organizations. I can just tell you, whether it's NBC, Fox News, and others, I have prepped the people interviewing me for television interviews, given them the documents, and done it in a way that they just, they're bullet form, so it's, you know, even a fifth grader could do it.
Right.
And then when they actually do the interview and publish it, it's still a propaganda piece. And so I just, you know, that's when you realize that they're not interested in the truth.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, John, because as you said, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, this is why, you know, information and pursuing the truth is revelatory and is so needed right now for us to understand just how pervasive this is. John, I did want to talk about Islam, but before we do, you've got several outstanding DVDs available, and I want to have a moment at least to talk about the Sharia DVD in particular.
Well, yes, and it's great. The timing's great for you to bring that up. I just had dinner last night with a colleague who's a kind of a nationally known individual national security and works in D.C. with many of the leaders. And I'd given him a copy. You know, I never, guys like that are so busy, but he said, I watched both of them, 5 hours.
Wow.
Watched both of your DVDs. And he said, that is an excellent piece of work. And that is an invaluable addition for those people who want to take the time and actually watch it. And it was entertaining. So that was even better because of the way we put it together. The DVD is myself and Chris Gavitz, who used to be a part of the Understand the Threat team, but is the guy who went undercover inside Hamas in the United States doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations. And, you know, when he was undercover, pulled out 12,000 documents out of CARES headquarters that, you know, demonstrate that they are a terrorist organization, that they are working with, they are part of the Muslim Brotherhood, they are a Hamas organization, and that they're working with other jihadi organizations both here and overseas. And so from his experience of going undercover and pretending to be a converted Muslim and all that that entails, to what we teach, and when we teach it, we're teaching what Islamic organizations teach in the United States. And it's we did make it so it would be entertaining to watch, as sobering as the information is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of supporting video and information. And I would just, you know, strongly encourage your listeners to pick it up at understandingthethreat.com. It's all about Sharia.
All about Sharia. Okay. At understandingthethreat.com, that's where the information is. John, I always enjoy our time together, but we just don't have enough of it because there's so much to talk about. I know our audience is particularly interested with, you know, with the president's announcement of us moving out of Syria. And meanwhile, you know, Islam probably is looking this at this as an opportunity because with the withdrawal of troops there. What's your perception? We've got to wrap this up, so we've got about 30 seconds. So what do you see happening?
My perception is that any action the president takes that doesn't take Islam into account as being the driving force. Why did the Muslims on 9/11 attack us? Why all the attacks since? Why are they doing what they're doing? Because Islam commands it, and they've been doing it for nearly 1,400 years. And until we identify the threat and teach it to people in national security, we'll never win this war.
Exactly. We'll leave it right there. John, the president, founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, John Guandolo. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. Right now.
now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart